League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Anna and Raven Show.
Selfless.
Fox 61.
Wonderful.
Everyday hero.
A star to all of us.
On Star 99.9.
2 weeks ago during Everyday Hero, Anna was searching for a woman who shared her story with her.
I have never done this before, but I need your help in finding my everyday hero. And I can't use her last name because I don't want to blow up.
Right.
So her name is Donna.
Privacy laws and everything.
Privacy laws. But you may know her just by this story. Donna Kramen from Monroe, I found you. I found you. I found you.
Oh, God. And it's a pleasure to have been found, too, Atlanta.
Yeah. Really. Thank you so much for coming in. A while ago, I had run into you, and you had told me your story. Do you mind sharing that?
Oh, sure. And I remember the event. It was the Cancer Celebration Survivorship. It's a beautiful event, and you were there. And I told you what had happened to me, told you what my future plans were going to be. And you said, well, get in touch with me if you do eventually complete.
I'll tell
okay,
the story.
So I'll tell you my story. Yes. So I, 2017, October 2017, I was running the Atlantic City Marathon, and about 100 feet from the finish line, I tripped on the boardwalk. Sneaker got caught on the boardwalk, and I fell. All was good, but I did have a little pain in my side, so I said to my husband, when we get home on Monday, I'm going to go for a chest x-ray just to make sure I didn't fracture a rib. Turns out I didn't fracture a rib, but the doctor called me the next day and said, it looks like we see a nodule on your lung. It's probably nothing, but let's let it get checked. And I went through the different procedures, x-rays and MRIs, and ultimately I was called into a specialist's office, and he said, this looks like cancer to me.
Keep in mind, you've never smoked.
I never smoked. I've been running for almost 50 years now, you know, relatively healthy. I never had any kind of major health issues, so it was a shock. So I said, well, let's go for it. We had the surgery at Yale. It did turn out to be cancer. The lobe was removed. And my first question I asked him before I even started the surgery was, if you do have to remove a lobe, will I be able to run again? And he said, maybe not as fast, but you will be. And the surgery was in December, did my first race in April. And it was, I think my time was like 10, 15, 20 minutes longer than what it would have taken me before the surgery, but I didn't care.
But Donna, you have to keep in mind when you're talking about this, your ability to run is far above the norm of any other average runner out there.
You said 27 marathons? Jeez.
Well, I do want to clarify, among people in the running world, I would say I'm probably among the average. My marathon times range from 4 hours and 50 minutes to 6 hours and 10 minutes.
Well, I've never run a marathon, nor would I attempt it, because I almost died at a 5K recently.
That's 705 miles, by the way, if you're wondering. 27 marathons.
Right.
That's past the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Donna Kramen from Monroe is our everyday hero today. You had said to me, I'm going to go and I'm going to do the Atlantic City Marathon as long as my doctor says it's okay. What happened?
I went to Atlantic City. I contacted them. They were very gracious to me. They said, we'd love you to come back and join us. They gave me a gracious discount to even run the marathon.
Nice.
So my husband and I went back, and I just love Atlantic City anyway, so it was just wonderful
That's
to be there.
I'm
one of my favorite
about.
Places, one of my favorite cities, and the food, beyond even if you don't gamble, the food is fabulous. So
yeah, we ate too.
A few cocktails.
Girl after my own heart.
So anyway, I got to the day of the marathon, and I made an agreement in my head that if I got to the halfway turnaround spot, because there's also a half marathon at the same time, and I felt like maybe this was it for this time, I was going to allow myself to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's kind of hard to do, because the 45-year-old Donna would have probably said, oh, come on, you
Punk.
Can do, keep going, keep going, keep going.
What a baby.
Yeah.
Right. It's also the same voice in your head that's like, split those eights.
Yes, that's
split
right.
Those.
Yes,
there
yes,
you
yes,
go.
That's right, that's right. At around the 11-mile mark where the turnaround is for the half marathon, it's quite windy for me. It was raining, getting pretty cold. The temperature was dropping. So I said, I'm going to turn around. And I turned around, came back, and finished the half marathon. And it turned out I came in third in my age group.
Nice.
Which was fabulous.
Booyah.
I that made me happy.
I'm so proud of you. You you did it, and you should feel really proud of yourself, and that's why we think you are one of our everyday heroes.
Well, thank you for that. You know, your faith in me, it encourages me as well. You know, I think when we kind of support each other, and I felt your support at that get-together at Bridgeport Hospital. I really did.
Well, the minute you said you were going to do it, I knew you were. I believe it. Once you put something out in the universe and you put it out loud, you're going to succeed. It just struck me as a person that was going to accomplish it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. It means a lot. You inspire.
If there's someone that inspires you in your life, helped your community, helps you, head to star999.com and search for Everyday Hero.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.